My dearly beloved, once again in today's gospel, we have the gospel of, or a reference to, the two great commandments, love of God and love of neighbor. We had a similar gospel 5 Sundays ago on the 12th Sunday after Pentecost when a Pharisee, as it says, wishing to justify himself, said to our Lord, "And who is my neighbor?" And our Lord told that wonderful parable of the Good Samaritan. So we read then in the gospel that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like the first, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So we ask the question, well, what does that mean to love my neighbor as myself? And to quote from my Catholic faith, to love our neighbor as ourselves means to have for him the same kind, although not the same degree of love, that we have for ourselves. Jesus gave us the golden rule, even as you wish men to do to you, so also do you to them. So, how are we to love ourselves? We are primarily to be concerned with the salvation of our soul, because God gave each one of us an immortal soul, and no one is going to save your soul for you. That is your duty, and there is true love of oneself, to live in such a manner that we will go to heaven, that we will save our immortal souls. There is true love of oneself. And so we are to love our neighbor as ourselves, meaning we are primarily to be concerned with the salvation of his soul. But also we should wish well of our neighbor and never wish ill on anyone, never to rejoice at a misfortune of someone that perhaps we don't like, that we maybe has offended us. That would be a sin against the fifth commandment. It would be a sin against charity, against fraternal charity. And when we speak about love of our neighbor, we usually use that word fraternal charity, to love our brethren. And when our Lord was asked that question, who is my neighbor? He gave the parable of the Good Samaritan to explain that everyone is our neighbor. Our Lord even said, love your enemies. He said, if you love those who love you, what reward shall you have? Even the pagans do that. Even sinners do that. We are to love everyone, to be especially concerned for the salvation of every immortal soul that God created. But in every way, through kind acts, in every way, to practice charity toward our neighbor. In today's epistle, St. Paul talks about this concept of charity, speaking about bearing with one another in love. And he says, and I like these words, careful to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The unity of the Spirit. That when you have charity, when you're practicing charity, and everyone in a community, in a parish, in a family, a religious community, everyone in an organism there, everyone in a group, is practicing that charity, then you have this unity of the Spirit and this bond of peace. So fraternal charity brings about peace, peace of heart, peace of soul, and a joy among those who are living in this spirit, in this family. And the sad thing is that it could be only one person who's sowing discord and who's negative and criticizing and complaining and grumbling, who brings down the whole group. Saint Benedict, in his rule for monks, talks about and castigates what he refers to as murmuring. It's one of the greatest sins in a community, to have someone who is negative and sowing discord. And I use those words, sowing discord, because that is what is referred to in the Old Testament. I don't remember which book of the Old Testament, one of the sapiential books, in which we read in Scripture, there are some things that the Lord hates, and one thing he detests, he who sows discord among the brethren. One bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. One who is negative and criticizing and complaining can bring down others. We, on the other hand, should strive to do just the opposite, to pick up our neighbor by our cheerfulness, by our positive encouragement, by good example, by, again, words of encouragement and support, to help others, to pick them up, and thus preserving the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And then St. Paul goes on to talk about how God is one, three persons, one God. He says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. So if there's this unity in God, should we not have that same unity among ourselves, among the brethren, fraternal charity? And let us remember that love of our neighbor is not really a separate love from love of God. If we love God, that love of God overflows into a love of neighbor. And St. John even goes so far as to say in one of his epistles, he who says he loves God but hates his brother is a liar. Because he doesn't really love God. He may say he does. He may even think he does. But if you harbor in your heart hatred for your neighbor, then you don't love God. We have to learn to work on overcoming those natural antipathies that we all experience, those feelings of dislike that are part of human nature. And be very careful never to harbor a grudge, a resentment. We all are injured from time to time, and very often it's from someone who had no intention of harming us or injuring us by his word. Perhaps some thoughtless comment that he or she had no idea was going to offend us. And we take such umbrage and bear in our hearts this dislike, this resentment, and even going so far as avoiding that person. How opposite all that is from the words of Holy Scripture that we just read. That unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. How we should be one among ourselves through this fraternal charity. There's a wonderful psalm in the book of Psalms 132. If you want to read it, and I'll paraphrase. How pleasant and delightful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And then it goes on to say, for there the Lord has promised blessing and life forevermore, where there is this unity. And especially when you have a family or a religious community where you have that bond of unity, that bond of peace, that spirit of harmony and unity and fraternal charity, it is like a heaven on earth. It is truly a house where joy and happiness dwell because there is that unity. So let us strive to overcome our fallen human nature, especially insofar as there is anything in us that works against the charity that we should have for our neighbor. To love one another, as our Lord tells us, love one another as I have loved you. He loved us even to death. To laying down his life for us. Then who are we to say, well, I'm not going to have charity towards this person or that person. If our Lord so loved all of us. He gave us the example. And the disciple is not greater than the master. We should imitate the master, especially in this. To love one another. To fulfill these two commandments on which everything else depends. Love of God and love of neighbor. Love one another as our Lord loved you, as he loved us. Love your neighbor as you want him to love you and to treat you. And remember that by doing so, we will experience that beautiful bond of peace. And we will prove that we truly do mean it when we say, I love God. We know that we love him because we love our neighbor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.